Andrew Crystal with you. This is Sirius XM, Channel 167. You're listening to Crystal Nation. I still can't make sense of the finance minister in Canada, Morneau. We know that, you know, there's been the smell of corruption there. And I will say that. It's my opinion. He has a private business. He was making tax changes that would have benefited his business. He has assets he didn't disclose. He didn't have a blind trust. Anyway, he says he followed the ethics commissioner, but many politically beg to differ, and Prime Minister Trudeau said he would have a higher bar in terms of transparency. So I've got some problems with Morneau as a politician, as a finance minister, and I have problems with his policy. So when you don't like the policies and you don't like the man, you're not really left with much when it comes to a politician, are you? Well, joining us to discuss the state of finances, the state of the tax man, and what you can do to survive, fight back, and flourish is Jean-Pierre Laporte, the CEO of Integris Pension Management Corporation, and Eric Chevrette, financial planner with Regar in, Investments. Let's talk, by the way, Eric Chevrette joins us from Quebec City. Jean-Pierre Laporte is live here in studio. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Let's talk, first of all, Eric Chevrette. What is the view in Quebec about what's going on with Morneau and some of the onerous things he's placing upon businesses?
Basically, right now, I travel across the country. I work not only in Quebec, but it's a pretty high consensus on they're trying to play in the pockets, thinking that they're deep pockets of the small business owners. And I don't think they realize how damaging this could be to the Canadian economy. So, no, there's a lot of frustration out there, a lot of uncertainty. People are calling left and right, and there's a lot of unanswered questions. So, it's challenging times for us right now.
Jean-Pierre Laporte, CEO of Integris Pension Management Corporation, and author of the PersonalPensionPlan.com. Welcome. And what are your thoughts? And do you want to respond to what Eric Chevrette has to say from Quebec City?
No, I have to agree with him that that's exactly what the business community in Canada is feeling right now, is a lot of uncertainty. There's been this package of tax reforms that were introduced on July 18th. And now the government is peeling back some of those measures and saying, oh, we won't do this one, we won't do that one, we might do this one, but we'll adjust it. This, you won't know what it is until it comes out. So a lot of accountants, for example, who assist small business owners are wondering, well, what does it really mean for our clients? They have difficulty planning.
How has this federal confusion affected you, Eric Chevrette? What are your clients at Regar Investment Management saying to you?
But right now, it's like a musical chair game, you know. I mean, we've talked to tax experts. People are calling us, okay, I put trust in place. What do we need to do? Do you think we're going to need to change this? So basically, all summer, the only thing we were doing is trying to comfort those guys about, okay, listen, nothing happened yet. Let's see. But tax experts were calling, accountants were calling, and it's very difficult to plan when you don't know exactly what's going to come out of it, you know. So right now, I'm pleased a little bit that this big Pink Floyd pig that reformed, that started at the beginning, is now deflating a little bit. And maybe by the end of the discussion, if there's any discussion, you know, and I recommend that everybody should lobby for this, you know, to make sure that they don't pretty much kill the small business owners in Canada.
All right, so
try to convince them, yeah.
So what I want to do, though, I've not done this before on the broadcast. Let's roll this. You mentioned the Pink Floyd pig. We've got some Pink Floyd for you. Eric Chevrette is a financial planner with Regar Investment Management from Quebec City. There we go. Is there anyone
That's wonderful.
There we go. Yeah. Just kick back. Jean-Pierre Laporte is the CEO of Integris Pension Management. So I'm going to soften the music a little bit, and let's pretend. Again, I've never done this before in the air. Let's pretend that we are all listening in on a conversation between two very important financial minds in this country. What do they say to each other? Because I was a fly on the wall on a conversation that we had earlier, and I thought, boy, I wish the audience could listen on this. So let's talk about when you guys first met and when Jean-Pierre was talking about the personal pension plan. So we'll pretend that the music is the sort of the in the background, right? Jean-Pierre, you meet Eric Chevrette, and let's talk about what you said to him and what his reaction was.
Well, I don't know if your listeners want to listen to us speak French, so maybe that's not such a good idea. But no, all joking aside, Eric and I quickly realized that we had a common mission, which was to help small business owners protect their hard-earned tax dollars from needless taxation using legal means, using all the rules that are available in the Income Tax Act. And I believe, and Eric, I'll let you speak about that, but that's how you found us, is doing some due diligence and research on personal pension plans. But the end result was really, let's find out a way to protect the small business community in Canada by giving them sort of the top-of-the-line advice possible and solutions to manage their business and save for retirement in a efficient way.
So basically our firm, you know, I mean, we mainly deal with business owners. So we are not a firm that will deal with family market. The main focus of Regar is to work with business owners. We have three departments, which is the group benefit and group pension. We have the private wealth management, and we have the financial planning department. And what I said at the beginning to Jean-Pierre when I saw an article about the PPP is we're always trying to find ways to be ahead of the parade, find ways with our clients to keep wealth in their corporation and in their family and be able to transfer that wealth down the road to the next generation. And when I saw at the beginning the program or the reform that he was about to do, the government on the changes, basically I realized that, listen, one thing that people are not really using, even if it's available out there for 20-something years, and correct me if I'm wrong, GP, but I think it's about 20-something years. My dad had and still have IPP. And I said...
That's the individual pension plan.
Exactly, exactly. My dad, 73-year-old, now unwind the IPP, but in Canada, there's not a lot of people using it. And I realize if the Morneau tax plan goes to completion, there will be not a lot of things left inside to make proper planning. And the PPP is, like I said, joking with Jean-Pierre, it's like an IPP on steroids. Basically, all the things that my dad liked, but the flexibility that the PPP can bring to the table compared to the old IPP. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know something? Do we need to take a break now? Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more. The personal pension plan and why more Canadians prefer to pay more taxes as opposed to saving money legally with the pension laws. Jean-Pierre Laporte is the CEO of Integris Pension Management Corporation. He is a Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee winner in pension reform. He is live in studio. And Eric Chevrette is a financial planner with Regar Investment Management. So we're going to come back and talk more about this and why Canadians like to pay more taxes than they should. It's bizarre. This is Sirius XM, Channel 167. Oh, little Chopin. Andrew Crystal with you. This is Sirius XM, Channel 167. You're listening to Crystal Nation. Jean-Pierre Laporte is a very buttoned-down pension lawyer. That's why we're playing Chopin. CEO of Integris Pension Management. Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee winner in pension reform. Eric Chevrolet is a rocker. Loves the Pink Floyd. And he is also a financial planner with Regar Investment Management and joins us from beautiful Quebec City. My wife and I's favorite city in this country. Quebec City.
I thought it was Halifax.
I love Halifax. And I don't speak French. You know, my bilinguality extends as far as English and profanity. You two gentlemen are bilingual. I don't think I could survive in Quebec City without French, but I love going there. Let's talk, gentlemen, about Morneau, the finance minister, and his punitive tax measures on small business. Small business owners across this country don't have enough on average to retire on. Let's talk about why things like the personal pension plan are so important. Eric, do you want to go first?
Yes. What I like about this program, like I said before the break, is the flexibility. It can be, I will let the GP explain in more detail, but the way I explain it to my client is, listen, the government is going to prevent us for accumulate passive investment inside the corporation. Now he changes tune a little bit, but at the beginning it was like all the money you keep in the corp, the profit, the gain that you do will be taxed right away inside the corporation. So the best tool out there after a lot of due diligence that we did at the firm is something like a PPP. A PPP is your personal pension plan that you put together. You know, there's rigid law to follow that Jean-Pierre will explain, but at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, what's easy is that some years are great years, some years are a little bit tougher in your business. So you want a little bit of flexibility to make sure that you don't kill your cash flow in the corp.
Right, right.
But you want to put the money for the future. So this program, if you compare it to an RSP, will, in some cases, help you out putting at least 50% more in it, and it's a deduction using this from the corporation. So it's like the corporation, and it's normal in my mind, will and should take care of the business owners, and it will pay for his retirement and use this as an expense inside the corporation.
Jean-Pierre?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, it's think of it as a corporate RRSP. It's as if the corporation was setting money aside and claiming the tax refund that we're all used to with our own RRSP. I mean, conceptually, that's how I often talk about it.
And there's misconceptions around the personal pension plan. I remember talking to somebody about it. And they said, "Oh, it's too expensive," or "It's not. It's not at all. It's too expensive not to do it. It's not expensive at all. It's nothing." And
Do you know why?
It's crazy. Go ahead.
Do you know why that's the case?
Why?
It's because think of your RSP. If you put $20,000 in your RSP and you're taxed at a 50% rate, you get a refund check from CRA for $10,000. That's money to spend for your next trip with Michelle somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have a corporation and you're allowed to put in $200,000 inside of a PPP because of the different tax rules that pension plans offer, and the corporation is taxed, let's assume, just for round numbers, at 10%, well, you have a $20,000 refund check. So that pays for the Integris fee.
Absolutely, it does. From day one.
Yeah, it's extra money in your pocket.
Okay, so why do JP and Eric, why do Canadians like to pay more taxes than they should? Because to me, this is willful ignorance. And the business media is slow to talk about the personal pension plan, although the Globe's done some great articles on it. Business News Network had you on recently, Jean-Pierre. Why do Canadians want to pay more taxes than they should? And why is the business media so lazy? Eric?
I don't know exactly where it's coming from. You know, when you deal with business owners, you always need to have the other professionals on the case with you. So I always deal at the table with, yes, the business owners, but the tax expert and the accountants and all that. And it's, I don't know if it's in our gene, you know, and we cannot blame it on the French, because on the English side, it's exactly the same thing.
I try and blame the French for everything. I want to blame the French for everything.
And me, when you cannot understand me, I will just blame it on translation. You know, so I can pretty much say whatever I want because I will just blame it on translation. You know, I mean, I'm not that great in English, so I can say pretty much anything.
Good for you. There is something in our genes, Eric, about paying. We want to pay more taxes, or we don't think that we can.
Scared,
right?
They're scared of things that are new and not heard of. Everybody talks about RSPCs and everybody talks about the same TFSA and all that, you know. But when there's something new, and honestly, it's not that new. PPP, what GP put together, you know, I think it's 5 years ago. It's a nuance. It's something, a slight change, which is great change, but of something that exists for a long, long time. But can you imagine when he told me the small numbers of business owners in Canada that add a PPP or an IPP. I think it's 14,000 IPP in Canada, so it's a small percentage. And we always do a benchmark before we're going to put a guy on the plan. So we always start with matrix. So if you don't do it, this is what you're going to have. But if you do it, this is what you're going to get. And if for you there's added value, net of cost and net of everything, why wouldn't you do it?
Eric, I you might be more bold on this than Jean-Pierre. And we play Chopin coming in because he's more buttoned down. Why don't accountants talk more about this? And why don't they know about it? Doesn't it behoove accountants? Aren't they obligated to learn about new things? Because the personal pension plan is only 5 years old. Aren't they obligated to learn new things to save their clients money?
They are. But again, in my experience, when you meet with these guys, very, very, very rarely. I would say maybe 10% of the accounting community will say you should do something. They will sit there and listen to the arguments and everything, you know, and let the client at the end of the day decide. They will not say, wow.
They're idiots that they let their clients, they either because they're ignorant, whatever, pay more taxes. Jean-Pierre, you get the last word on this.
No, I just want to thank Eric for his thoughts. I think that's really good to have a market perspective.
Go to Integris. You go to Integris, INTEGRIS, Integris Pension Management, or go to thepersonalpensionplan.com. See you folks next week.